Brandon Kennedy. Welcome inside the game in Tuscaloosa. I hope you're doing well, sir.
Yes, sir, I'm doing well.
What's the day been like for you?
It's been a really crazy day with all the notifications I've got on my phone since I committed to Alabama, but it's been good.
The Alabama Nation probably responding in a positive way, welcoming you to the family.
Yes, sir, they are.
All right, so obviously the excitement comes on one side of the fence, and the other side of the fence, it's probably a little bit of a disappointment. How close was it as you look at Alabama and Auburn? That was your final two, correct?
Yes, it was.
How close was it? What did it come down to?
It basically came down to last night, me and my mom talking, and, you know, we kept talking about the good of Auburn and the good of Alabama, and just Alabama had an edge, and we just decided last night that Alabama was where my heart was.
And so help us sort of understand that, because I know you've had a chance, obviously, to come to Tuscaloosa and sort of take a look and understand that atmosphere. Sort of walk us through as what sold you when you say the University of Alabama.
Well, when I went down there on Tuesday, as soon as I stepped on campus, I got love from all the coaches. You know, everyone on campus was nice to me, and I also got to meet with the players, and they showed me a good time. I just had a great time down there, and that's what set it apart from all of just the atmosphere.
You're the number one center in high school football, a four-star offensive lineman. It is the center position that you will play. That's your projection, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so as for some of us that have never seen you play there in 6A football at Wetumpka, break down your sort of playing style. Are you one of those guys that just likes to get nasty in the trenches and knock those defenders off the ball? Sort of describe your playing style from someone that's never seen you play as far as in high school football.
Okay, I'm a physical run blocking guy, and I also like to know what I'm doing, so I'm a smart player too, let's say that.
All right, so as we look at Alabama's offensive line, they've been able to put a lot of guys at the next level from that position. Was that part of the decision-making? Because I know it's every high schooler's dream and every college player to play at that next level. Was that part of the conversation, the NFL potential of playing here in Tuscaloosa?
Yes, I feel they could develop me in the best way for the next level. So, yes, sir.
You're the 20th commitment for Alabama. I look at this signing class, looking at that momentum, Brandon, that Alabama is able to capture. I mean, we're a long time away from National Signing Day. Looking at that number one class right now, projected to be that number one class as they continue, sort of like you guys are making your decisions before the senior season. Is sort of walk us through why you wanted to get it over with before your upcoming season.
Well, I just wanted to get it over with because I want to put all my focus into playing my last year in high school, my senior year, and I just wanted to be the best player I can be and help my team get to the state championship.
You've got super grades there at Wetumpka. What are you planning on majoring in at Alabama?
I'm planning on doing pre-med with an intent to go to radiology school.
That's huge. And obviously you've got the grades to be able to accomplish that. As we sort of approach this, you're still going to get letters, you're still going to get phone calls. How will you let those other coaches know that, hey, you know, I'm done. I'm done with my recruitment. It's over, or is it over?
Yes, I had to say it over, but I basically just tell them that I've shut it down and, you know, I made my decision, so that's what I tell them.
Brandon, was it overwhelming as far as the recruiting process, as far as a lot of schools, obviously Alabama there on you? Sort of describe what it's been like as everybody's trying to get your signature.
This past week has been crazy. Last night I had to turn my phone off at about 8 or 9 because I just had, you know, different people from each school calling me, you know, different fans calling me, telling me this and that. So I just had to turn my phone off, all the media stay out there. So it was crazy this past few days.
Brandon Kennedy right now, the Wetumpka high schooler that made the decision to choose Alabama over the Auburn Tigers, headed to Tuscaloosa, the 20th commitment in 2015. What's your relationship like with Mario Cristobal, your future offensive line coach?
We have a great relationship. We talk about it every other day. He's a very intense guy, and he knows what he's doing, so he's a very smart coach.
And Kirby Smart obviously tried to recruit you as well and was a part of that as well. What's your relationship with Coach Smart?
I have a great relationship. He's been on me for a while, back before he offered me. We've been talking for a long time, and he's recruited me very well. I have to say he's a great coach.
Brandon, did you grow up an Alabama fan?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so that was probably a little bit of part of it, right? I mean, it just felt like home when you as you said, you sort of stepped foot on campus, and that was probably a big part of the decision making.
Yes, sir, it was.
Let me look at what Nick Saban has been able to accomplish as far as national championships. Did that cross your mind as far as, you know, you go to Alabama, and if you play 4 years, you're probably going to walk out with some type of national championship jewelry or SEC championship at the minimum. Obviously, you'd love to have your fingers full, and that you may get that case, obviously, with Alabama and the college football playoffs approaching.
Yes, sir. That was a critical piece in my making my decision to being able to have a chance to compete for a national championship.
Well, and I'm going to read a quote. Here's a quote from Brandon D. Kennedy, and I have to go back and give some credit back to BamaOnline.com. But it says, "It's very important to be a part of a dynasty like that. I want to be a great player, and they develop me into the best player I can be." I think that sums up Brandon Kennedy, because Alabama fans are excited to have you, not only from the state, but making the announcement today public. It is a dynasty in Tuscaloosa, and it will probably continue. Obviously, Nick Saban coaching, the best coach in college football, continues to reel off prospects like yourself. And highly thought of guys will continue to build this program and continue to keep it at the top of where Alabama football is currently.
Yes, sir. I believe so.